This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and thank you for tuning in. What do you prefer, going on a diet or a personal trainer? Well, according to a poll done by GetWink.com on behalf of the Mason Vera Payne Show, 56% preferred a diet over a fitness trainer. Joining me to talk about nutrition is Nia Renix, clinical nutritionist and CEO of The Renix Way. Thanks for joining me, Nia.
Thank you for having me on.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who believe that a fitness trainer is better than a diet. Now, why would people think that?
Well, I think there are just, the internet is so saturated with so many different tips. I really think that people are just going off of maybe what they read or what they, you know, might hear from a friend or a family member. I'm under the impression that it's not one that's better than the other. I think that it's important to, if you can afford it, it's in your budget, to have both, have a personal trainer as well as a nutritionist.
Well, you know, I always thought that your diet was more important than actually going out and getting fit, because they're kind of like, you know, like type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. You know, what I tell my clients really is that your diet is pretty much 80%. I mean, if you want abs and you want that lean look, then you're going to get it in the kitchen, you know. So you're absolutely right about that. Your nutrition, what you eat, is the main, you know, it's the most important. But also, you know, once you start to lose that weight, you are going to want to tighten it up. So it's important to also have that other, you know, component of getting into the gym and then having that personal trainer. But you're absolutely right. You know, your diet, what you eat, is 80%.
Now, I know that there's a lot of like celebrity diets and diet fads, and
yeah.
I'm not going to really touch on those, but because there's too many of them, you know.
There's a lot.
But are all diets made equal in the sense of, like, let's say I want to do CrossFit. And somebody else wanted to do, like, you know, swimming, would we be eating the same thing?
You know, there's not one model that fits everyone. You know, swimming and CrossFit are completely two different exercises. So someone who is, you know, taking up swimming might not necessarily be the same person that is, you know, going to a CrossFit, you know, gym. They're not all created equal. It really depends on your individual goals. It doesn't depend on what your friend is doing. It's based on you, your goals, your body, and what, you know, you need, what you feel you need for yourself.
I've been reading a lot lately about protein and how important it is in your diet when you're working out. But my thing is that there is so much information. Like, okay, I came across that you need to have 1 gram of protein per pound in your body. Then others would be like 1.5, and others are 2 grams. And then I'm like, okay, that, what about a person who weighs like, you know, 300 pounds or 250 pounds? And it's like, hold on, that's like 250 grams then? Or if they're trying to lose weight, is it 100 grams? Like, how do you siphon through this information?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. That's why I would say that if you really talk to someone who is qualified, talk to a clinical nutritionist or, you know, even someone who's in the fitness profession would know how to calculate how much protein you're supposed to have, you know, for your body. Because there's so much information out there. You know, it's based on a lot of different factors, you know, how much protein you should have. It's based on how much exercise you do. It's based on your weight. It's based on, you know, your gender. So there's a lot of different factors that amount to how much you should have. You know, for me and what I do with my clients is we do go over macronutrients. So a protein is a macronutrient. So we go over how much you should have, and it's individualized for each person. I would say not to get so caught up in everything that you read, because it can be very confusing. But going to a qualified, you know, professional is the way to go.
Oh, absolutely. I agree, because sometimes I start wondering, like, is this too much protein in your diet? You know, what happens if there's too much protein in your diet? Like, what would happen to your body?
Well, too much of anything in excess isn't good. You know, it depends. I don't think that, and I've never known of anyone to eat too much protein. You know, we need protein for repair, right? And for building blocks of our bones and of our muscles. But anything in excess, you know, isn't, we don't want that. But I've never known really anyone to, I don't know, I guess like OD, you know, on protein. So, because you're going to, protein makes you full, you know, protein is, it makes you fuller, and kind of, you know, maintains those insulin levels. So it would really be hard to, you know, consume a large amount of protein and just not feel sick. I mean, your body would automatically like stop yourself from from eating, whether it's protein in the form of meat or whether it's in the form of a whey, you know, protein, your body would stop you. It would say, oh, no, can't do it.
Yeah, I think my body, it tells me like it's time to go to sleep. That's what happens.
Right, exactly. But you would be like, that wouldn't happen.
No, but I was actually thinking more in the lines of like protein powders, because you see like so many protein powders, and you got the little power bars, and it's like even Muscle Milk out there. So it's
I love Muscle Milk.
I do too. It's very tasty. It doesn't taste powdery at all.
It is tasty, and has a good amount of protein in it, which you know is good for. Again, this is if you're working out, then you want a recovery drink. So you want a drink to replenish. And repair your body from working out. So then you would go and, you know, to more like a whey protein. You know, with my clients, I focus primarily on the nutrition and on the diet aspect. So, you know, you can have a whey protein, absolutely, a whey protein shake, absolutely. But you can also have a slice of whole grain toast with natural peanut butter. You know what I mean? So that would also be sufficient of a repair supplement.
Now, I was reading that after working out, you get like an insulin spike. What about people who are diabetic? Should they be worried about like, hey, I shouldn't be having too much whey? Because I know whey also, doesn't that turn into sugar too, like glucose?
It can. I mean, it depends on which whey protein. So if you're a diabetic, you really want to focus on the sugars. So you don't want a whey protein that has a lot of carbohydrate or sugar. So there's different, I'm not going to get into all the different forms of, you know, carbohydrates, simple, complex carbs. But like, for example, we were talking about, you know, Muscle Milk. There's different forms of Muscle Milk. You have Muscle Milk that's like the original, you know, version. And then you have Muscle Milk that's lower on the total carbohydrates and total sugar, amount. And that's what, I mean, I would recommend if a diabetic is going to consume a whey protein of some sort, some type of supplement in the form of whey protein, to focus on the sugar that's in it, because they don't want a whey protein that's high in sugar, because it might spike your blood sugar levels. But not an excuse not to exercise. I mean, diabetics, you know, definitely should be exercising. Type 2 diabetics should be exercising. Well, everyone should be exercising, but definitely everyone should be. But definitely, if you're a diabetic, yes, exercise.
So, you know, let's say I'm on the market for finding like a nutritionist or a dietitian. What credentials should I be looking at?
Well, so it depends. And this is a really tricky question, and I don't think there's like a one answer for everything. You want to make sure that the person you have RDs, which is registered dietitian. You have me, I'm a clinical nutritionist that has gone through, you know, had to go through, internships and externships in hospitals. And so you really want to make sure that they're degreed, you know, in nutrition, and that they have maybe a higher education in it. But again, it depends, because I have colleagues that, you know, are not RDs or not, you know, CNs, but they've, you know, had experiences. They've been working in the field for a very long time, and they're also super, super qualified. So, you know, I think you have to just look at the totality of a person, what they bring to the table, their experiences. You have to look at, you know, clients, what former clients, past clients, you know, are saying about them, what they've said about them, and kind of just make your own judgment call. Because I've had clients that have gone to RDs and weren't successful. Other clients have gone to clinical nutritionists that weren't successful. It really just depends on the whole person. And really, you know, besides the education part of it, really feeling comfortable with that person. Because this is someone, if you have a large amount of weight to lose, this is someone that's going to be in your life for a long time, right? So you need to feel comfortable with that nutritionist, with that person, telling them everything and pretty much not just your food or what you're eating, but even things that might just be going on in your life that are, you know, maybe preventing you from getting to the goal weight that you want to get to. So look at the education, absolutely, but also look at the person and if the two of you hit it off and if you're a match.
For the people listening, where can they find you at?
We can go to my website, which is quote unquote under construction. We've been doing so much work to it, so it's under construction. But you can send me an email at hello@therenixway.com. So it's therenixweigh.com. You can also Google me. So if you just put in Nia, N-I-A, nutritionist, it'll pop up a bunch of stuff. And you can find me there. And yeah, and I'm on social media and everything. So
I would also like to give a special thank you to GetWinked.com for conducting the poll on behalf of the Mason Vera Payne Show. Make sure you check out GetWinked.com for polls and trends.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.